The Eternal Drops of Amrit, A Journey to the Kumbh Mela. Long ago, when the universe was young, the gods or the devtas and asuras, the demons, decided to churn the ocean of milk, also known as Samudra Manthan, to extract Amrit, the nectar of immortality. Mount Mandara served as the churning rod, and Vasuki, the king of serpents, became the rope. Both the gods and the demons pulled the serpent with all their might, and out of the ocean emerged incredible treasures, but nothing compared to the sight of the golden pot filled with the nectar of immortality, also called the Amrit. As soon as the pot surfaced, the gods and the demons began quarreling over who could get to drink the nectar. Lord Vishnu, in his wisdom, took the form of Mohini, a celestial maiden, to prevent the asuras from claiming it. However, as Mohini carried the pot across the heavens, drops of nectar fell at the four places on earth, that is, Prayagraj, Haridwar, Nasik, and Ujjain. These places became sacred, and every 12 years, a grand celebration, the Kumbh Mela, is held to commemorate this divine event. This year, as Kumbh Mela unfolded in Prayagraj, 12-year-old Misha and her grandfather, Dadaji, decided to make a pilgrimage together. Dadaji, why is the Kumbh Mela so special? Misha asked as they packed their bags. Dadaji smiled, his wrinkled face lighting up. It's not just a fair beta, it's a journey of faith, culture, and history. Millions of people gather to take a holy dip at the Sangam, the confluence of the Ganga, the Yamuna, and the mythical Saraswati rivers. It's believed that the waters become blessed during this time, washing away sins and granting moksha, that is, liberation. Misha's eyes widened with curiosity. But how do so many people come together? Isn't it chaotic? She asked. Dadaji chuckled. It's a miracle of faith, Misha. You'll see it for yourself as we visit the Kumbh Mela this year. As they approach Prayagraj, Misha's excitement grew. The city seemed alive with energy. Brightly colored tents dotted the horizon, and the air was filled with the scent of incense, fresh flowers, and the chatter of millions of pilgrims. Holy men, known as sadhus, walk barefoot, their bodies smeared with ash, some clad in saffron robes, others in nothing but their faith. Dadaji, look at those sadhus, Misha whispered, fascinated. They are Naga sadhus, Dadaji explained. They have renounced the material world and dedicated their lives to spiritual practices, said Dadaji. Misha watched as a group of sadhus chanted hymns around a bonfire. Some perform intricate yoga postures, while others meditated deeply. She felt a strange mix of awe and peace in their presence. The next morning, before sunrise, Misha and Dadaji joined the throngs of people heading to the Sangam. The atmosphere was electric. Devotees sang bhajans. Priests blew conch shells, and the first ray of sun cast a golden glow on the holy waters. Are you ready for the sacred dip, Misha? Dadaji asked. Misha nodded eagerly, though the cold January air made her shiver. Together, they stepped into the water, joining millions of others. As the icy river touched her skin, Misha felt a sense of purity and calm. Close your eyes and pray, Dadaji said. This moment is about connecting with the divine. Misha closed her eyes and whispered a silent prayer. She didn't know if the water would wash away her sins, but she felt lighter, as if she was a part of something much larger than herself. After the dip, Dadaji took Misha on a tour of the Mela's grounds. There were colorful bazaars selling everything from wooden toys to religious artifacts. The aroma of hot jalebis, aloo puris, and steaming chai filled the air. Dadaji, this is like a giant carnival, Misha exclaimed. It is, but it's also a place of learning, Dadaji said. He pointed to a large tent where spiritual discourses were taking place. Renowned scholars and saints spoke about the Bhagavad Gita, the Ramayana, and other ancient texts. In another section, Misha saw mesmerizing Kathak performances and folk dances from different states. The music, the colors, and the stories transported her to a different world. Dadaji I didn't know the Kumbh Mela was also about art and culture, Misha said, her eyes shining with excitement. It's a celebration of India's soul, said Dadaji. Here, you'll find unity in diversity. Later that evening, Misha and Dadaji visited a camp of sadhus. One of them, an elderly man with kind eyes, invited them to sit by his fire. Baba, why do so many people come to Kumbh Mela? Misha asked. The sadhu smiled. The Kumbh Mela is a reminder of our spiritual journey, little one. Just as the rivers merge at the Sangam, we must strive to merge our minds and souls with the divine. The world is full of distractions, but places like this help us find our true purpose, said the sadhu to Misha. Misha thought about his words as she watched the fire crackle. She realized the Kumbh Mela wasn't just a fair. It was a journey of heart and soul. As their time at the Kumbh Mela came to an end, Misha felt a pang of sadness. She had experienced so much in just few days. Faith, culture, community, and spirituality. Dada, will we come back for the next Kumbh Mela? She asked as they boarded the train home. Of course, Misha, Dadaji said, patting her head. The Kumbh Mela is not just an event, it's a legacy. It reminds us of who we are and what we are connected to. And when the time comes, we'll return, just like the drops of Amrit found their way here. As the train pulled away from Prayagraj, Misha looked out of the window. The sounds of the Mela still echoing in her ears. She smiled, knowing she had been part of something timeless. A tradition that would stay with her forever.